birthday to you. Darling, Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Thank you. I can now retire from politics after having had a happy birthday sung to me. It was such a sweet old man.
All right. Well, that was a great way to start the show. It doesn't want a little Marilyn Monroe singing you happy birthday. Well, this is, I guess, technically the birthday show. This is DJ Sully here on Sufficient Grounds on Radio Valencia, and it's my birthday this weekend. And usually don't make a big stink about it, but I've got a microphone, so let's have some fun. We got a special guest in the studio right now too. We've got DJ Gwen here. Yeah, you can.
Good morning.
You can talk. You can speak your normal self. There you go.
Good morning.
There you go. Yeah, keep talking.
Good morning.
All right. Okay, great. Yes. That's DJ Gwen there. So anyway, we're going to play some music here for the next. We're going to actually duck out here a little earlier today because we have some plans at 10 o'clock out here. But I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But I'm excited to be here. It is the birthday show. There'll be some birthday theme songs, maybe. And we've got DJ Gwen here in the studio, like I said, and she's got a set as well. So we're going to have fun here. Thanks for joining. Thanks for stopping in this morning, wherever you might be. It's like I always give you the weather report down here in the Mission, but it is beautiful today. It's sunny. There's a lot of traffic out there. If you're trying to get off 8th Street on the 80 coming across the Bay Bridge, it is a mess. I suggest you get off at 5th and you wind your way around the Embarcadero. That's a little tip here. Anyway, hope you got a cup of coffee going. Maybe you got a beer. Maybe you got some tea. But let's get into the show right now. You are listening to Radio Valencia. Like I said, this is DJ Sully, and the show is Sufficient Grounds. All right, we're going to vamp here for a second. We're having like a little technical issue here, but we'll get back going here in a second. So, Gwen, what did you have for breakfast today?
I haven't had breakfast yet.
You haven't had breakfast yet? Okay. I haven't either, as you can tell. And we're going to get this going here in a second here. We got something going on here.
You have birthday brain.
I think I got birthday computers, what I got here. This is highly unusual here. Bear with me. Let's just go right into this one here. Here we go.
Yeah. Votant méchant. manger la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguilles, venez poissons, mangez la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguilles, venez poissons, mangez la chair de ce larron. Vos amis, quand vous verront venir ce lettre, mamie, que diront vos amis quand vous verront venir ce lettre? Je leur dirai la vérité. Advice while I'm walking down the street. They tell me to make faces. They tell me to scream. They mostly say I'm worthless and I don't deserve a thing. But I'm stretched out in the park. The kids are playing chase. Took my shoes while I was dreaming of your face. Happy birthday. Who was it that I was? And I'm singing like a toothache. And I'm smiling just because.
Start off the set with Midnight Sun, and that was from Calexico and Iron Wine off that joint release with those two phenomenal bands off of Years to Burn. Sound a little hot there. Do I sound hot, Gwen, DJ Gwen?
You sound really hot.
Hot? Too hot? Should I turn it down a little bit? Is there too much heat in the studio? Is it because it's my birthday? Is that what's going on here?
You're on fire.
I'm on fire. So we had Midnight Sun, Iron Wine, and Calexico. Then we went into L'Etude de Femme from Miriam Girgin off her, Miriam Gendron, off her 2021 release, Madeleine, Songs of Lost, Love, and Found. That album is phenomenal. She sings both in French and English. You should check it out. That was L'Etude de Femme. And that's 2 years of college French right there. And then we went into... Thanks for the laughter, Gwen. I'm glad you're paying attention. And then we went into Happy Birthday Who by Shovels and Rope off their 22 release, Manticore. There's a bit of a sleepy version there. It sounds like they were just kind of put that together. Didn't it seem like a little sloppy there?
Oh, the songing or the... Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Remember, Gwen, we just make stuff up. So whatever comes into the head comes out the mouth. Okay. We're going to get into some Lightning Hopkins right now. Because what do we have in the studio right now, Gwen? What is it?
Food.
Coffee.
Yeah.
So let's listen to some Coffee Blues by the great Lightning Hopkins.
Mama got mad at Papa, 'cause he didn't bring no coffee home. Mama got mad at Papa, 'cause he didn't bring no coffee home. Mama told Papa, old man, you know you're doing me wrong. Papa told Mama, forgive him, I'll never do that again. Papa said, forgive me, baby, I'll never do that again. He said, you'll have coffee here and coffee on every end. Told Mama I didn't bring no coffee home. Papa told Mama I didn't bring no coffee home. Mama told Papa, you know, baby, you're doing me wrong. He said, I'm sorry, baby, I'd never do that no more. He says, I'm sorry, darling, I'd never do that no more. From now on, you'll have coffee here, coffee everywhere you go. Made mama feel good in it. Brought a sack of coffee. This what mama said. Papa brought a sack of coffee home, and this what mama said. Avery, go ahead and have your fun, cause I'm gonna drink coffee every day. I know now you're doing what you should. Mama told Papa, now I know, Avery, you're doing the best you should. She said, I wake up and drink a coffee in the morning, it make me feel so good.
Yes, he does. You don't have to try to keep the tears back. No, you don't have to try to keep the tears back. 'Cause you couldn't cry if you wanted to. So you stare at the ceiling and wish the world would mend, and try to recall some better feeling to no good end, and try to recall some better feeling to no good end. But even your thoughts are dust.
There's so much going on here in the studio. It's wild. DJ ES Beats just walked in the door with a grip of coffee. Danishes, it looks like. And yep. I think albums. I think you have albums with you.
I got brought you some birthday vinyl.
Like birthday vinyl. I love it. It's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you. I mean, happy early birthday.
Thank you. You literally just walked in like 10 seconds ago. And,
well, I heard some, was it Lightning? Who did I hear?
Let's get into it. You heard Lightning Hopkins with Coffee Blues off the 1990 album Straight Blues.
I was getting coffee when you started playing that. I was like, well, this is perfect timing.
It's excellent. And then we went into Father John Misty with Main Man off of Angel Head Hipster, which is a collection of songs from various artists celebrating the songs of Mark Ballone and the band T-Rex. That came out in 2020. It's a good album. And then we heard Dust by Charles Lloyd. And that music is a little hot. Dust by Charles Lloyd and Lucinda Williams off their collaborative release, Vanished Gardens. And then DJ ES Beats walked in the studio.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing this morning?
This is early for you, isn't it? Your show's not on till 2.
We're on at 2, yeah. I usually just lie in bed and kind of wake up to you. So
you do, really?
This morning, yeah.
So I'm in your ears.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely
in your head in the morning.
Yeah, Morning Glory with show DJ Sully. But yeah, so I got up and DJ Original Bruin last night said, well, I'll go with you. And when I left, there was a lot of... She's probably listening now saying, piss off, I'm still sleeping. Because I left you on in the bedroom.
you totally called her out. Well, Original Brewer, I hope you're listening and you're in and out of sleep. And I'm sure your snores are just wonderfully beautiful.
They are.
We're gonna dive into these pastries, this coffee, these albums.
Fish and Grounds brought to you by Bernie's.
That's right. They are a co-sponsor, I believe. DJ Gwynn is actually... This is funny. There's a lot going on here. She's actually across the street picking up food. We have a lot of food. So if you're walking by the studio, we probably can help you out. But let's get into it right now. We're going to listen to Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins doing The Big Guns.
Done. Why am I thing if you want a thing.
I know a mouse, and he hasn't got a tongue. I know I'm a good judge.
go. Watch me do radio. The headphones are not working. Anyway, so that was DJ Gwen's set. Gwen, what did we hear?
Well, you just heard Brain in the Bottle by Thom Yorke off his second solo album, Tomorrow's Modern Boxes. And then we began with The Big Guns by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. And then Bike was after it by Pink Floyd.
That was very interesting. What's the story behind that? When I was listening to that, when I was putting the show together, I was like, this is making me feel...
I love that song.
It's making me feel a little uneasy.
Well, it's Syd Barrett wrote it. And it was from their debut album.
Okay.
So he wrote it for his girlfriend at the time, I guess that's what it was.
Let's say it was his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. Way back then.
Yeah. And that was it.
Yeah.
We've got... ES Beats is here right now with us. I'm going to see if I can find his mic. Start talking, sir. Start talking. No, that's not working. We'll try that one over there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, you can.
Or I could just go right here.
There you go. You can share that mic. Share that mic with
DJ Gwen.
Hey, so like I said before the DJ Gwen set, ES Beats surprised us with coffee and danishes and vinyl. I've got a stack of grip of vinyl here in front of me. He got me the X Wild Gift, the band X, their album Wild Gift, which I think was their second album, actually.
Yep.
And then the legendary 1979 No Nukes concert with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, which is a... There's a car out there. 90-minute performance on two LPs.
It's unbelievable. So
it's good.
It's like like Max on the drums and the guitar. It's just right on the knife's edge. Like, you just think they're just going about to lose the rhythm and kind of get out of control, but they never lose control, but they're right on the edge the whole show. It's amazing.
That's probably when he was young and hungry, too.
Exactly.
And then the soundtrack to Harold and Maude, which is songs by Cat Stevens. I love this album.
Yeah, they just released, I think it's like an anniversary double vinyl. Is it a double? No, I think maybe single vinyl.
It looks like it's a 180-gram LP.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, this, of course, starring Ruth Gordon. Actually, I used to date her. She's a terrible kisser, though. Terrible kisser.
I always think of you and your boy when I listen to that album, yeah. Because I think there's like father,
yeah, there's
father
a, there's,
and son and all that kind of stuff's on there, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely this bonding thing going on there, aside from the weird, like, sexualness that goes on between
Well, that
Harold
was what triggered it, really, but that, I don't want to, let's not go there.
Please, people are just in bed still, Richard.
PG.
There you go. Okay, we're gonna keep it moving here. We're actually gonna duck out early today. We're going on. Did I say this already? I think I talked about it in the studio. We're going on an America's Cup yacht, actually, out in the bay, and for my birthday, which leaves at 10 o'clock from Pier 39, and it's exciting because it's a real racing yacht. And Richard's ES Beats' good friend actually owns it. I didn't realize that at the time. And he says, "Yeah, that's my buddy." I texted him, and he said, "Yeah, that's my buddy's boat." And I was like, "Oh, that's right. You've done this before."
Awesome. Brad was he was on the America's Cup team for USA, Oracle USA, and this is the first one they won. This was the USA 76 boat that won in Valencia. They won three, and that was the first one.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, I'm really excited about it. I mean,
two.
Which one was it, Richard?
And this is the first one.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get back into it. Hey, I just saw Pearl Jam this past week at the Oakland Arena. Amazing show. I mean, hadn't been to a live show. Actually, at Oracle Arena since with you, ES Beats.
When Bruce,
we saw
right?
Bruce Springsteen. So,
with the kids.
With the kids, that's right. I was actually sitting in similar seats, but it was amazing. I mean, if you're a fan of Pearl Jam, you've got to check this tour out. I mean, they were on fire. The best thing is that I've never seen like Eddie. He must have like cases and cases of wine because he's just slinging wine on stage. It's wild. So they were having a good time. All right. Well, let's since we've talked about Pearl Jam, let's get into Pearl Jam. What do you say?
Yes.
Sure thing.
Sure thing. I like the consensus here in the studio.